Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you're watching this or listening to it. Love all you guys. So happy you're here, all my returning listeners, and you newbies, welcome as well. Like I said, love you guys. I love you. And then love one another. It's a time we all need to be loving, encouraging one another. Okay, so guys, there's so much going on right now. I mean, it's impossible to like cover it all. Even if you listen to every single Patriot podcaster out here, you know, that's good. I mean, you would spend probably all day listening to all their videos, and then like you still probably would be like, what the heck is going on? Okay. Just don't freak out that we don't know, you know, what's going on. Simon and Charlie both have said, what we see on the news, even what Patriot podcasters are talking about and, you know, screaming about, oh, I can't believe that's not, this stuff isn't for us. The ones who've woken up, the ones who know. Charlie told Mel, I think in their This Monday one, this stuff has already been done. And he's been saying it for a while. This stuff has already been done. We're just seeing it come to the front and come out into the open slowly, like a trickle. Okay. Well, probably more like a stream. Okay. But there's a lot of stuff going on. We don't know. Like I said, the white hats, whoever they are, they got it under control. They're still saving the kids. They're getting the bad guys. And I know you probably get tired of hearing me say that, but I'm just keep trying to encourage you guys. Cause like I said, Charlie and Simon both said this stuff has happened. It's already happened. And what we see on the news, It's encouraging, actually, particularly on Fox. I mean, I watch you get filled and I listen to the things they're talking about. I mean, they're talking about like ivermectin. And then, like I said, the free Wi-Fi for the world, like from Elon Musk. So these things are slowly being revealed. Greg Gutfeld is a great way to red pill people because they're humor red pilling people. I think probably the white hats are using Greg and some other ones to kind of, you know, slowly bring people around. So it's not too much of a big shock, which makes sense because through humor, through entertainment, it's this easier way. That's why the Black Hats have done, you know, MK Ultra and stuff, putting stuff in entertainment. So that way, I mean, they could easily incept it with the idea. So the White Hats are kind of using some of the same tactics in a sense to slowly wake people up. What would put Beatles people to sleep? The White Hats are kind of using it to wake people up slowly, incepting them with the ideas that, you know, like there are domes beneath the White House, like through like American Horror Story and stuff. But I just wanted to take you guys and show you a few encouraging things, honestly. Well, first of all, the thing with Kabul, okay, I know that was like Kabul, whatever. Okay, I know that was like a little bit ago. Okay, now guys, I don't know what the real story is there, but did innocent men, women, and children die? Probably, more than likely. This is war. We are in a war. And sad part is that there's just going to be collateral damage. It's like in scenario A, 100,000 people die. In scenario B, 1 million people die. In war, if you get the same answer, what are you going to go? There's no third option. There's just one or the other. You got to take the one with the least amount of casualties. And that's a sad reality because each of those people, each of those numbers is a person, is a life, is an innocent life. But this is war. But the good thing is we're winning. Okay. But I did want to take you guys through. Okay. I mentioned this before in my show. It's been a while back, but the movie Wag the Dog. Seriously, as long as you guys don't mind like language, and I think there may be like one nudity scene or something, but even if it is, you can use something called Clear Play. I think in maybe VidAngel, and they helped take out the language in the scene since it's rated R. But it is a movie that you guys really need to watch really now. This is a movie you need to watch now with all the stuff that's going on, with all the things that you're seeing in the news, and you have no idea. Like, I mean, now they're saying like Russia and China joining up, and then there's going to be making it out like there's going to be a war, which I think actually Charlie and Simon said they're going to try to make it out like it's a war, which makes sense. Or somebody said that, They're going to try to make it out like it's a war, whether it's the good guys or the bad guys. I don't know. Like I said, they're kind of both running some of the same tactics now. It's just, and so that's why it's kind of hard to tell who's doing what. But guys, this is from, the movie Wag the Dog. Okay. So the whole premise of the movie, for any of those who don't know, it's got not Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't think he was even born yet. He was little at the time. It's got Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. So Robert De Niro plays, he's kind of like a political advisor to the current president. Dustin Hoffman is a big Hollywood director. Okay. And what happens is it's coming up on re-election time, and a scandal comes out about a Fireside Girl or Sunnyside Girl or whatever the name is, of a sexual allegation against the president with, you know, this Sunnyside Girl thing, and or this Fireside Girl. And so Dustin Hoffman's character has to, you know, they bring him in. They're like, how are we going to disperse this? And so he says, we're going to go get Dustin Hoffman, who's a director, and we're going to make it out like there's a war that's going on, so that way everybody pays attention to the war and not this. And the scandal just blows over. This, and I'll talk while I'm doing it, is the scene they're doing. Obviously, you can tell with a green screen and a girl running. Actually, this is the actress who plays Mary Jane in Spider-Man. But so there, and she's not actually even holding an animal. She's just holding a sack of flour. Okay. So they're having her run, and then they're adding this in the background, to make it, you know, look like she's running through an Armenian village.
Screaming.
And so, Dustin Hoffman's there, and, he's getting ready to come in. That's Robert De Niro's character. Dustin Hoffman comes in at some point, and, there they are working on, oh, there he is. Yeah. He's there. He's like, okay, let's add a cat. Let's add this in the background. Okay. And then the next day, this is what the news reports.
Albanian front. We've just received information that the young Albanian national fleeing in this video is attempting to escape terrorist reprisals in her village.
Recorded earlier. And see, she wasn't even holding a cat. If you go back, she was just holding a sack of flour. They digitally imaged, of course, in the background. They digitally imaged her holding a cat, and then they sent it to the news, and the news said it was recorded earlier. Guys, this movie, you need to watch right now. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and watch this clip. I know everybody saw this clip from the Kabul airport. Okay. Do these look like people who are running for their lives? He's excited. Look at these people. They just kind of look like they're running. They're not even looking at the plane. Look, some of these people, I mean, they're not even looking at the plane. Some of them are, and some of them are just looking back and forth. See, that guy's just running. There's just a crowd of people that's just running. Guys, this was totally staged. This was. Now, is that somebody who's actually scared in an attempt for their life? No. Now, like I said, I've seen some other footage that's actually better off. So whatever the thing was that happened, guys, this wasn't real. This was not real. And now whoever did it, I don't know whether this was staged by the good guys or the bad guys, but either way, this was not real. Honestly, whoever it was, if it was the good guys, they probably were doing it to make it look like it was so much faked that like people would be like, that's not real. Because look at this. This is not real. That is freaking not real. If you think that's, let me maybe like, well, that could be, that is, folks, that is not real. I have spent my life watching Hollywood. That is a stage right there. And granted, this may not even be them sitting on a plane. That just could be a green screen. And that could be on a Hollywood thing. I'm just telling you guys, this part was staged. And if it was the good guys, like I said, they did a really great job of making it. Bravo to them. Bravo to the White Hats. They did an awesome job of making that thing look so fake. If this was the bad guys trying to fake this for a reason, honestly, they must be scraping the bottom of the bucket trying to find like the choreographers and the screenwriters and stuff, because this is ridiculous. And speaking of screenwriting, I mean, you guys can go over and look at the movies that are coming out. Okay. Now, like I said, Scream, I do like that. I like some of like the Insidious movies, even though, like I said, they're darker, satanic, you know, and stuff. I still like them, watching them and stuff. But obviously, I would guarantee, I'm pretty sure Scream is a Black Hat movie, because I think Wes Craven was one of the Satanists and stuff. And I think he died just a few years ago, which is interesting. I wonder if that was it. But guys, Scream, the one coming out, is a reboot, kind of slash reboot, but it's technically Scream 5, but it should be named Scream 5, but it's kind of Scream. So it's kind of like a reboot, kind of output of the first one, because she goes back to the original house. So it's kind of weird. And same thing, like I said, the new Insidious movie looks a little different from that. Like I said, they're coming out with either sequels to movies or reboots. The new Resident Evil movie, that was kind of a reboot, like a prequel or whatever to it. Guys, they're running out now. Like, I'd say the White Hats still have control of a lot of Hollywood, but the Black Hats still have control. That's what Simon said, I think, in his most recent one. Like, don't underestimate the bad guys. They still have a lot of power right now, and they're still pretty dangerous, which the White Hats, that's why they're like, you know what, they're being careful, and they're doing whatever thing. And like I said, we're on a need-to-know basis. We don't need to know. But the movies are either, for the most part, sequels or reboots of things, which I have not seen at any time. And like I said, I've grown up watching this stuff. And Sing 2, we went and saw that. And that was a really cute movie. But I can tell you guys, I listened to the voices of the characters who they said were. And I can tell you, these were voice actors for them. Some of them were. Now, some of them probably were the original one. Matthew McConaughey's voice, I didn't sound like him. Now, Taron Egerton, that one did sound like him. Reese Witherspoon, that one did not sound like her. And Scarlett Johansson, it didn't sound like her either. So some of these, you'll see a lot of cartoons now. If you notice, there's a lot more cartoons, like with Marvel and even like with big names in cartoons now. The reason, I don't know, probably because they can only get voice actors and it's hard now to find body doubles for them. But guys, the movie mainstream, just keep your eyes on that, because like I said, I am an expert. I would bring anybody up here and be like, okay, let's go, because I mean, I am a movie buff. I watch movies all the time. I watch way too much TV, so I watch series and everything. So I would bring somebody up here and be like, okay, come on, let's go, because I'm like, this, like, let's have a debate up here about movies, because that's how much I know about it. And I can tell you guys that this in media is not. And if they're faking this, even in movies, like I said, wag the dog, they faked a war. It's what they've been doing forever. Like I said, that Afghanistan video, not real. That one was not real. Okay. 99.9% chance that one was not real. I know we can't always be 100% sure, but I'm telling you guys, if you watch that, I mean, they're like, oh, hey, that's not real. Yet, of course, so whatever the thing happened in Kabul, whatever it was, we don't need to know the real story right now. We may never need to know the real story. A lot of these psyops, we're not going to know what really happened, because it's not going to be important. But the movie side of things, just keep your eye on what's coming out in theaters. And like I said, all these, I mean, Walmart closing because of supply. They're closing them across the board. Walmarts are closing. Movie theaters in Canada are closing. Quebec, Ontario, due to Omicron and stuff. Walmart, like I said, is cleaning because of Omicron. The Disney World in Hong Kong is closing. The one in these Disneys are starting to look at that. And like I said, we know Disney's evil, deep state, satanic pedophilia. And I mean, McDonald's closing 200 and stuff. So, and that was last year. And like I said, they're looking to close more in 2020 this year. So guys, there's so much happening right now. I mean, it's not even funny. Really, it's it's not even funny. It's funny at some point, but also you're just kind of like, this is a movie that nobody would pay to watch because it would be so out there. I mean, really, like I said, this is a movie that honestly, personally to me, I wouldn't pay to watch just because I'm like, that's just too far out there. But that's exactly what the White Hats are doing. The White Hats are using a lot of the same deep state tactics, because even things like Inception, it's not an evil idea in and of itself. It's just the deep state has used the ideas in Inception to incept us with bad things. But the good guys are using, like I said, probably shows like American Horror Story, Creepshow, actually, which that's a deep state one. Midway through the season, Creepshow, there was a switch. Talk about, they had one episode that was a cartoon, like one that was a black and white. The writing was different, the directing was different, and the casting was different. And I'm telling you guys, in these movies, it's the same thing. I'm telling you, the writing is different. You can tell, where's Top Gun Maverick? They just keep pushing it back. That, I think, is going to be a telltale sign. But guys, there's just so much going on here. Like I said, we just keep doing what you're doing, keep doing your job, keep doing what you do. If we have to suffer some, we might have to. Like I said, I'm probably gonna have to go work at like Subway or Dollar General, since I won't be able to go to school this semester. So we're all gonna be in this together, working, you know, together. And we're not gonna get around that. We may not be able to get around that. I hope, like, things like the worldwide revaluation, like the good guys come in and do their thing. I hope that happens. But I'm like, you know what? We may have to suffer a little bit while the White Hats are still doing their thing. But we're all going to do it together, and we're all going to have the greatness on the other side of this, which is, we're all going to have the benefits on the other side of this. But just keep your eyes. And actually, I would say, if you guys want to, even just go turn on the news every now and then, just to kind of see what's going on and see if you can find the fakes and the differences and the phonies and the you're like, oh, that's a red pill. Guys, I'm telling you, on Fox News, it's across the board. Okay. They're red pilling, like, in practically every show, at least that I watch in the evenings, like they're doing on The Five, on Tucker, on Hannity, on Ingram, and on Greg's show. So, I mean, they're doing it across the board. So these are really encouraging times. This stuff has already happened. It's just going to take a little while for us to see it in the forefront, you know, but just don't believe what you're told. All the time, necessarily. Like I said, from Simon and Charlie, yes, you can. And sometimes, like I said, they give disinformation because they don't know it's disinformation, because the guys upstairs, they need to divert the Black Hats in a different direction. So they give them people like Simon and Charlie. And Simon and Charlie don't care, because they're like, they would be like maybe not generals, but like admirals or like something, like high up ranking captains or something in this. And so they're just doing it to divert the enemy. So. And Trump with the vaccine. I'll do another episode on this later too. But guys, like I said, we have body doubles of the bad guys, and we have body doubles of the other good guys and stuff. Trump and stuff. I've heard that Trump has already been taken to a secure location. So what we're seeing of him now is body doubles, which would make sense. But guys, just remember, the Black Hats have body doubles of some of the good guys too. So the Black Hats have body doubles of Trump. And so whenever we're seeing him, we don't really know. It could be him, and it could be the good guy body doubles, or it could be the bad guy body doubles. So just trust the president that we know, and trust people like Simon and Charlie and Juan. And we're gonna get through this. We are. I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I'm enjoying the show. Like I said, I'm not gonna go back and watch it again, but I'm like, this is a movie I probably maybe would go watch one time and then just not pay another ticket to like go and see it again or whatever. But like, you know, it's good watching it one time, and then after that you're like, okay, it's good. Kind of like The Shining. It's not a movie that you would watch like twice in a row. Like, you would watch like twice, you just kind of watch it like once. Depending on your preference and stuff. But guys, this stuff is happening. Just stay encouraged. Remember to love one another. Just, this stuff is happening, and just stay happy. Remember to smile. Don't worry, be happy, because this stuff is happening. And we're just going to keep taking it back at the local level. Like President Trump said, and They're going to do the rest that they're supposed to do. And we're just supposed to do what we're supposed to do. So this is your friendly neighborhood patron, Hannah, signing off. I love you guys. Like I said, remember, stay encouraged, love each other, and just stay, love your families, and just enjoy this time. This stuff is happening, and we're going to see it sooner or later. I admit, hopefully soon, but you know what? Sooner or later, this stuff is going to happen, and it is going to break open. See you guys.
I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour, and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Gotta make sure you tell me the full thing.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.